Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In August of 2010, I accompanied my son to enroll in college. After being out of school for about 6 years, he decided he wanted to go to college. I went along for moral support because I attended Kansas City, Kansas Community College, so I kind of knew how to do things. So we filled out the FAFSA report, and we were told he was not eligible for financial aid. We were told to proceed to the business office and ask for a payment plan. When we arrived at the business office, there was a line. We had to wait our turn. But the line was getting so long, they opened up another window. They have a line that you're supposed to stand behind so you can't hear what's going on at the different window. So we get up to the line, and the lady calls us up, and a young lady next to us said, we couldn't help it over here because she was standing right next to us. She goes, I'm here to get my scholarship money. And the clerk said, I need to see a photo ID. And the girl responded, I don't have a photo ID. The clerk then asked, I need to see a state ID. And she goes, I don't have a state ID. You don't have a federal or a state ID? No, I do not have those. So the clerk asked, do you drive? Yes, I drive. Do you drive? Do you have a driver's license? No, I don't have a driver's license. But you drove here? Yeah, I drove here. So she said, I don't have a driver's license. And the lady repeated, I need to have a federal or state ID with your photo to give you your scholarship. And the girl reiterated, I do not have a photo ID. Then the young woman asked if she could talk to someone else to see about getting her scholarship money. My son, who's a Kansas resident, born here, raised here, doesn't qualify for any financial aid. Yet this girl was going to get financial aid. My son was kind of upset about it because he works and pays for his own schooling and his books and everything, and he didn't think that was fair. We didn't ask the girl what nationality she was. We didn't think that was proper, but we could tell by looking at her that she was not originally from this country. So that's my testimony, and I'll stand for questions.
President Gorka.
Connie, actually, she was not entitled to financial aid, okay? Anybody that's here illegally is not entitled to a state or federal financial aid. So somebody there lied somewhere along the process, but that's my understanding of the law in Kansas today. And our advisor, our researcher, can probably add a little more to that.
Representative. Can you expand on how you could tell that they were illegal?
Well, she wasn't black, she wasn't Asian, and she had the olive complexion. She could have been from Afghanistan. My son-in-law is from Afghanistan, and he's has olive complexion. But it struck me that since she didn't have a driver's license, she's driving on our streets. And even, you know, that's illegal.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.